global warming and that. And a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry. Global warming and that. And a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry. Global warming and that. And a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry.
So here we are in Georgetown, Texas, on the most beautiful town square, not only in Texas, but the United States of America, I tell you. This is sort of what heaven would look like at Christmas. We are 100% renewable energy, so all of these wonderful lights, the whole downtown experience is funded by wind and solar energy. I understand. I do understand.
Global warming and that, and a lot of it's a hoax. It's a hoax. I mean, it's a money-making industry.
Yes, me and Mr. Trump are from the same party, but we couldn't differ more on environmental policies or on foreign policy. And I tell you what, I'll leave the science to the subject matter experts. This was a business case. If I can guarantee you electricity at a certain rate for 20 or 25 years, we're going to win the economic argument. And if you win the economic argument, by default, you're going to win the environmental argument. You have these special interest groups that really go out and promote oil and gas interests, and I'm not their number one guy right now. The Georgetown story is not just a local or state or national in the U.S., it's worldwide. And so here we have a little bitty town of 70,000, and I think we are that little shining city on the hill. What can happen if you have bold visionary leaders that believe in making decisions based on the facts, not based on crazy partisan politics.